With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm happy to be joined today by the Gloucester Harbormaster, Jim Colquette. And, Jim, first of all, we ask people to tell us a little bit about themselves and their biography, maybe a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you went to school, and what you did before you became Harbormaster.
I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, in 1969.
What's the name of that town?
Philadelphia?
No, you said between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Where were you born?
I was born in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
East McKeesport, okay.
McKeesport, PA. I'm
Wonderful.
A Christmas baby.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said that I ruined the best ham sandwich that she had on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So in 1969, I enlisted in the Coast Guard. Did over 28 years. We saw stations between Cape Ann, Cape Cod, Cape May, Hawaii, the Great Lakes, Virginia, and Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And been very fortunate.
What were some of the jobs that you did in the Coast Guard? What were some of the things that you learned along the way, maybe chronologically?
Well, I was a bosun mate. Learned how to navigate small boats and ships. Learned how to maintain the steel hull boats and ships, aluminum vessels and that. I also did 6 years in law enforcement. I was the chief of security at Base Honolulu, so that's where I received my law enforcement training. I was a graduate of the Air Force Academy in Lackland Air Force Base in Texas.
Excellent. All right. Now, with maintaining these vessels, is most of the work that you learned, obviously the boats come out of the water?
Yes, they do. To do proper maintenance on the vessels, you have to haul them, make sure the hulls are clean, properly maintained as far as primer and paint. If they're fiberglass, you have to make sure that the fiberglass is not splintering or cracking. And you have to, particularly in the salt water, you have to keep them clean because salt is very corrosive.
Transitioning from Coast Guard to Harbormaster, how did you end up in this position here?
I finished my career as officer in charge of Coast Guard Station Gloucester, and I basically had a year and a half off out of the Coast Guard. I was asked to be part of the 375th Committee back in 1998, and I had fun working with the committee for over a year during that big event. And then when the job came open in 1998, I applied and was fortunate to get it.
Excellent. I got to tell you, on the 350th, I was in the National Guard at that time, and we did we had six howitzers up at Stage Fort Park, and we fired, I think it was a 48-gun salute or something like that. There was a Navy ship in the harbor, and we were expecting return fire, you know, from the big guns,
yep.
And they had six guys on deck with rifles, and that was their return volley. So we had to spend all day cleaning our guns after that. But, well, you know, one of the things that fascinate me, I remember as a kid watching a show on television called Harbormaster with Barry Sullivan, and my recollection is that it was about the Gloucester Harbor. But just so many questions I have about what you do. But first of all, what is the job description? What does your job entail?
Our primary job, and it's basically divided into two areas. The first is the maintenance and management of all the moorings. We have over 1,200 moorings throughout the city of Gloucester, both the inner and outer harbor, and all of the Annisquam River and its tributaries. Then the second job is to enforce all the safe boating laws, both state and city ordinance.
Mm-hmm.